Coming live from Germany is our guest this afternoon. Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Stefan Oesterreicher, founder of MyPalmLeaf.com, an organization dedicated to helping people find their palm leaf prophecies. And he's also the host of the Golden Age podcast. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Namaste. Thank you, AJ, for this nice introduction. Very happy to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the show once again. And we'll be talking about the mystery of the Indian palm leaf prophecies. We as Indians, Stefan, several of them, many of them know about it, have heard about it. But the whole idea is that how do you view it? How do you understand it? And how do you tell others about it? What do you tell others about it? How do they perceive it? And what do they intend to find about themselves? That's the whole spirit we'll be having this discussion on. And that is why, please tell us, Stefan, how did you first come to know about the Indian palm leaf stuff?
Sure. Thank you, AJ. So I also spent a few years in India, mostly in my early 20s. Now I'm in the end of my 30s. And I came to visit some Indian palm leaf libraries already in 2008. And actually, I didn't find my palm leaf back then. That was in Delhi, actually. I didn't find my palm leaf because it was a very small library. But I was very impressed because the whole process felt very authentic and real. And I remember that for many years. And then only many years later, in 2020, 2 years ago, I had my first palm leaf reading, which was also hosted online by a similar organization like ours. And we had my first palm leaf reading, which was a very touching experience. It was very profound, very touching, and I really got a lot out of it. That's also when I felt a very strong calling that I should help other people to find their palm leaf as well.
Okay. So when was it? When did you first come to India, and then when did you try? And which place did you try? Because these leaves are, spread across so many temple libraries, as you say, in so many people. There a lot of people who they say that they are descendants of a particular, or they are inheritors of this palm leaf stuff, whatever the background is. So how did you know where to go, and how did you reach there? And they did not find it, is it?
Yes. So I came to India for the first time in 2004 when I just finished high school. I was 20 years old. And I just traveled all over India. And at some point with some of my teachers, actually, I went to visit one library in Delhi. But in Delhi, there's only a small library because the major places where the palm leaves are stored is in the south of India, mostly in Tamil Nadu. And then there are a few smaller libraries in different parts of India as well, like in Delhi, also in Sri Lanka, in Myanmar, in Bali. There are smaller libraries, but the main libraries are in Tamil Nadu, in the south of India. And this is also where I then had my first proper palm leaf reading in 2020. And that's also where the libraries are that I visited in person, and also the ones that we're working with today as my palm leaf.
Okay. And finally, you found it in Tamil Nadu, is it?
Later, I also found it in Tamil Nadu, but the first time I read my leaf was actually also online. So with an organization that
has... How does it work online? Because normally, I thought that, people have to go to that place. Then the person takes some time, maybe a few hours or sometimes. I don't know how it works. And then they tell you in person. But you came to know online. How did it work? Because this is something new to me, and I'm sure a lot of people for whom are visiting other places is difficult may also, even in India, that they can make use of this and know about these things online.
Yes. Actually, the whole process works very easily online, sometimes even better than in person, because we have improved and optimized the whole logistics behind it. So how it works to find a leaf is that you first send a thumbprint. The palm leaves are organized according to the thumbprint patterns. So when someone wants to find their palm leaves through us, they send us their thumbprint. We send it to the library, and the library chooses different palm leaf bundles, two or three palm leaf bundles. And then in a video call, mostly in a Zoom call, we go through these palm leaf bundles to identify the right palm leaf. And once the right palm leaf is identified, the palm leaf reader and the translator, they read from the palm leaf the future life story of the person. And the whole process can easily happen online.
Right. Right, Stephen. So, did you actually believe it when you come to when you came to know you came to India? Then yes. You also came to know about this particular thing. Why mm-hmm. I'm asking is that there are several number of people, not only in my country but also outside. The narrative is that India's history, or you can say they say that it's not history, it is just a myth. Now, whatever that debate is about, that actually leads to a lot of people not knowing what to believe, what not to believe, what to believe as history, what to believe as just myth. But the fact is that most of these things are part of the Indian culture, your belief system. That's how you grow with. That's what you grow with. So they become a part of you. You yes. never question them, but you also never try to find out the so-called truth, because you feel that it's more about a spiritual understanding of things, and yes. you understand it that way. Mm-hmm. Now, for you who are from an outside world, who look towards things from a so-called very rational perspective, who look at scientific way of understanding things with proof and, you know, some sort of a proof that, yes, this is what it is. So when you first learned of it, what was your reaction? Did you immediately believe it? Because this is something like which can never be tested. You learn about it. You can know. And it's about your future. It's about your some part about your past and future and present also. So yes. It all depends on individual way of seeing things and believing in it. How was it? What was your reaction? Why I want to ask is that afterwards, what do you tell others? How do they perceive this?
Yes, of course, I approached it with a very skeptical mind at first. No, I was very careful because I also know, and that's important to share, there are many people who are offering palm leaf readings in India who are not authentic as well. But there are some which are authentic, which are real. And these are the ones that we are working with. So I approached it with a very skeptical mind, and I really looked at it from many angles. It's like, how is it possible that these people know this information about me? And the first time I had a proper palm leaf reading, and then they read to me the names of my parents, okay. the names of some teachers even, the names of some spiritual practices that I'm practicing. I realized, okay, no one can know this about me. No one can Google this about me. And it was very convincing. And now also looking back on the last 2 years, many things that I was told, that was written in the leaf, has already become true. And now I've witnessed this whole process hundreds and hundreds of times. And I've gotten very, very good feedback from many, many people that we helped to find their palm leaf. First of all, that the leaves are authentic, and also that the readings have helped them tremendously in their lives. Because the palm leaves are not only prophecies for our lives, they're also a spiritual process that helps us to improve our life by clearing certain karmic obstacles. And this is very tangible. No? I have a very different life now than before I had my first reading. Everything has changed in my life for the better, both on the inside and the outside. So I can already see very direct effects. And I also heard this from many people that we helped to find their palm leaf, that it has really helped them to live a better, more fulfilling life.
Okay. So then you went back, and then you started your particular organization in 2020. Am I right?
Correct. Yes. 2 years ago, we started my palm leaf.
Okay. And what was the mission behind it? Was it to tell everybody about their future, or was it something related to create a business out of it, or was it to help people understand what their life is all about and to cleanse themselves of their karmas. If they are good, fine. If not good, then they can, you know, always make it better for the present as well as for their future lives. What very was the question. Thought behind this whole process thing?
A very good question, and a little bit of all of this, but there is a much bigger vision behind it. So right now the world is in a lot of confusion. There's so much chaos, and you probably know that we are deep inside of Kali Yuga, like the dark ages, you can say. But I also strongly believe that a totally different world is possible. That once we remember who we truly are, once our heart opens and we feel this deep interconnectedness of humanity, we will create a totally different world. One that's really blossoming based on love, abundance, and harmony with nature as well. So this is our bigger vision, to help humanity to blossom into its full potential through many approaches, and one of them are the Indian palm leaves. Because the Indian palm leaf readings have so much power and potential to clear karma, and by doing so, helping us to live the most fulfilling version of our own life. So knowing about our future is very interesting, and it's very, very helpful, but it's only half of the effect of the palm leaf readings. So our mission is to help people to live a better life through the palm leaf readings in order to help humanity as a whole to blossom into its full potential. And in order to do this in a sustainable way, my palm leaf is also an organization. It's a business that intends to be sustainable. So of course, you know, we have many expenses. Like many, many people are dedicating their time, their work to building this organization. And all of them also need to have an income to make a living. Okay. So yes, we are an organization that wants to be profitable, but our purpose is much bigger. We want to serve humanity. We want to serve every single person that comes to us to find their palm leaf.
Right, Stephen. Because you were already a serial entrepreneur before that. Yes. And this is a different sort of an enterprise, and something which was not only taking it, it was something much more spiritual. Now, in terms of, you say, why should a person go for a understanding of this? What do you tell them about the benefits of a palm leaf reading? What do you tell them? What is their reaction? Who are these type of people? How do they approach you? What are their expectations? How do you manage all these things? they come down to, you know, spending quite some bit of money and then understand about themselves.
Very good question also. So it's already written when someone will come to find their palm leaf. So it's not our intention to convince anybody to have a palm leaf reading. It's our intention to be available and to show people this exists. So whenever you feel an impulse to search for your palm leaf, we are here to help you. And we are helping people from all around the world to read their palm leaf online. So we're doing this in many different languages as well. And people come to us, I think we had clients from more than 60 countries already. And usually they come to us when they are searching for some guidance in their life, or when they realize that they always have the same obstacles, the same blockages in their lives. And they have the feeling there is something that can maybe help me with that. And at some point, they have a very clear intuition, like, I should find my palm leaf. Maybe this can help me. And that's when we are there to help them.
Okay. But generally, people say that you should not know about your future. How do they look at it? Is it because sometimes if you find that something is good, you may be happy about it. But yes, several times, because of karma, because of your other stuff, or because of any other reason, your future, as per the prophecy, may not be that what you wanted for yourself. And that's everybody true. Is not as strong to live a life with the burden of a so-called burden of some words written on a palm leaf so many years back.
That's true. So life is always up and down, right? It's always happy and sad, beautiful and difficult. And the palm leaf reading can help a lot to understand that when we're in a difficult time period, that it will become better afterwards. Also, it helped me a lot to know when I'm in a difficult time period to not fight it, that there is less suffering because I can relax and understand, okay, it's like that right now and it will become better again afterwards. And also at the same time, when things are going really well, I'm like, all right, I enjoy it. It's beautiful. And things are going to change again as well. Also, it's very important to know that what is written in the palm leaves is not fixed. It's the most likely future that we're going to experience based on our karma and the energy on the day of the reading. But we can also, to a certain extent, not fully, but to a certain extent, we can influence that also through different practices that help us to clean our karma, to accumulate good karma. And so actually the palm leaf reading is more a tool to help us to change our karma, to change our future, than to say it's going to be like this and there is no outcome. So it actually helps us to change our life and our future for the better.
Okay. How do people outside understand karma? What is it? Is it about, you know, you reap what you sow? Do they look at it in the same manner? Or is it something different, much more wider, encompassing a lot of things, you know, along with obviously what you have done? It will be always noticed by the universe. So how do they understand it? Secondly, do they also know there's a word called redemption? Now, do they understand that redemption is also another word for mukti, moksha? How do they look at it? What is the way out for a lot of people who may not have been such a good person that they had always wanted to be but could not for whatever reason? How does it work for them? Because you are a witness to so many of them. As you said, people from around 60 countries approach you. Sometimes you see the joy. Sometimes, because everybody feels that if they are a good human being in the past, at present, they feel joy about it. And they may be a very good person now, but suddenly they come to know that my past or future is not going to be that great, because they have to be answerable to it. It's like, you know, some skeleton tumbling down your closet. So how do you see those whole, you know, gamut of human emotions when they come to know about their prophecies?
So I begin with the end of your question, which is we hold a loving and supportive space for every person who comes to us to find their palm leaf. But we are not getting involved in their process. Okay. Like, so this is very important for us also. Otherwise, it's unhealthy because, as you said, so many life stories, so many processes. And we do our best to be fully there for the person. But it's still their process. It's not ours. That's very important. Otherwise, we couldn't serve so many people. And then karma, the concept of karma is still not yet so much known in Europe or in North America or in Russia. But most of the people who come to us, they have some kind of spiritual understanding and they are aware of the laws of karma. And even some are more aware of it, some less, but the ones that come usually just have a feeling, they have an intuition of like, I'm struggling and maybe this can help me. I'm just going to give it a try. And then once they start to apply the remedies are recommendations that are given that we for things that we can do to transform certain karma in our life. Often they come in the form of pujas. You're very aware what a puja is. Many people from Western countries have never even heard about it. They do it for the first time. But then they're like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. And then once they do it for the first time, like, something really changes. I'm feeling different. All of a sudden, my life changes for the better. Okay, I'm going to continue with that. So no matter if they believe in it or not before they come to us, most of them are open to just give it a try. And then once they see the effects, they're actually very happy about it.
Okay. Stephen, you are a businessman. You have been an entrepreneur. Now you are taking care of this particular organization with a certain focus about spirituality and understanding human beings better and spiritualism. For the wider world, who is, you know, busy in, some are busy in making this planet, some are busy in, you know, unmaking what God made for all of us.
Yes.
Know, and leading us to, we don't know where, but it is Kali Yuga. This was prophesized long, long back that this is Kali Yuga and it is going to be towards the end when Kalki will have to come on earth. But in a present world, with all this knowledge available with the humankind, with manuscripts stored in temples, waiting to be found and read by the people for whom they were written, why are still we hell-bent on destroying ourselves? Why is business becoming so away from human beings? Where do you think your understanding in this whole new, and after understanding this whole concept of palm leaves and prophecies, how do you see businesses and spirituality can come a bit closer and have a better understanding of why humans were, why humans exist at all?
Yes. So I'm a businessman, but I'm a spiritual businessman. In my life, I've only done business with things that I really believe in, that are a gift for humanity. So first of all, I'm a spiritual practitioner. And second, I love to create projects that contribute something to this world. That's how I became a businessman. And I believe that business can be a beautiful tool for creation, to create a beautiful new world. And it's totally wrong how we are creating business in this world at the moment, which is exploiting the earth, exploiting the world. And I think this is something we totally need to shift. And this is also why we are a business and organization. And we are infusing what we believe in into every aspect of our organization. For example, our team. Like, I love every single person that I work with. We love to work together. We are on a mission together. We also want to have a sustainable income. It's important for us to be profitable, to have a sustainable income. But that's not the reason why we work. We work every single morning. I stand up. I love to go to my office. I love to work because I love to co-create a beautiful world through this very little thing that we can contribute to that. I love to earn money. I love to, you know, have beautiful also friendships with our business partners. So I want to infuse love, abundance, and the awareness of our mission of helping humanity into every aspect of our organization, into every aspect of our business. And by doing so, to be a very tiny role model for other organizations to do the same.
Right. Right, Stephen.
I want to give one example. We begin every team meeting. We meditate for 5 to 10 minutes together. And we pray that our work will benefit all human beings. And for 2 or 3 minutes, together as a team, we send love and blessings to all of our past, present, and future clients and pray that our service will truly benefit their lives. And I think that at the moment, this probably doesn't happen in most companies in this world, but I believe that in the future, it can and it will happen in most companies of this world.
Right, Stephen, right. So how do people connect with you if they want to know more about you, connect with you to take your services, to know more about your organization? And because it's a global world and people may want to know about themselves.
Sure. The easiest way is to come to our website, mypalmleaf.com, which is also available in 29 languages. So everyone is welcome to just read it in their own language as well. And of course, to visit our YouTube channel, watch our videos, and whenever they're ready, to also contact us to find their palm leaf.
Right, Stephen, right. So one final question to you, Stephen. What have you ever thought why these sages millennia ago wrote about people? Why did they do this? What made them do this?
So the rishis who wrote the Upanishads, they're timeless masters. That means they walked on this planet long time ago, but they're here right now in this moment as we speak and are constantly supporting humanity. And the Upanishads are a way to help us to connect us with this dimension of the rishis and for their blessings to flow into our life, to help us to clear karma and to live a more fulfilling life, and to help us to remember who we truly are as divine souls incarnated in this body right now on this planet.
So do you think that they were more than humans who could see things beyond their age, beyond the limitations of time and space?
Definitely. The rishis were not comparable with us humans today. Our minds and is so limited. It's so small compared to their very highly evolved consciousness that could process so much more information than we can do today.
Right. Right, Stephen. Spirituality is a very wide term, and it will take many lifetimes to understand the full gamut of what it encompasses. But true, as of now, we have learned quite a bit about what you do, what you're about the palm leaf prophecies, and how people can connect with you. So with this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much for joining us in this special session.
Thank you very much, AJ. I really enjoyed this conversation with you.